You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The debate if he wasn't treated fairly by moderator Megyn Kelly. The two have feuded off and on since the very first Republican debate. Corey Lewandowski says that Trump is the best debater on the stage.
He's participated in six debates. He's won every single one by every poll. He's not afraid to debate anybody. He does more television and radio interviews than all the other candidates combined.
Mike Huckabee is reacting to all this, and he tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, he won't be missing the chance to talk to voters in Iowa tomorrow.
You know, it's his decision. I'm going to show up, and I'll be happy to take that empty podium that he's going to be vacating. I would love the opportunity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Apple's Safari browser is crashing all over the world. People using iPhones, iPads, and Macs are finding that typing anything into Safari's search suggestion box appears to crash the app. Some users are telling online forums that disabling the search suggestions in the settings menu seems to be a temporary fix. Some developers online are saying the problem could be tied to a server outage. Coffee may not be as bad for the heart as people thought, but the FDA warns not to get carried away. Caffeine has long been believed to cause heart palpitations, but that might not be the case. A National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute study looked at coffee, tea, and chocolate and found no link to abnormal heartbeats. Regular coffee consumption has actually been linked to a decrease in type 2 diabetes and obesity. The FDA still recommends keeping it to no more than 5 cups a day. What's left of the month of January is recognized as Thyroid Awareness Month, and roughly half of adults over 40 have thyroid nodules. These lumps in the thyroid gland are common and usually not cause for alarm, but if you notice one, it's a good idea to have it checked out. Dr. Mary Verlucas Kellis with the Cleveland Clinic says there's a simple way to check your neck for nodules.
Tip your head back and look in the mirror, take a glass of water, swallow, and when you swallow, you typically the thyroid will move up and down.
Large nodules may make it difficult to swallow or breathe and may impact your voice, but can be removed surgically. She says if you see or feel something protruding from your neck, it's worth having it examined by your doctor. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Wow, what a great idea. Nobody has ever suggested that to me. Wow.
Whoever the next president turns out to be, they may have to select a new Supreme Court justice. And one Hillary Clinton supporter has a suggestion for the candidate. Clinton seemed blown away by the idea of having President Barack Obama become a Supreme Court justice. So far, none of the Supreme Court justices have stated they are looking to retire. Donald Trump is skipping the last Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses. The GOP frontrunner's campaign manager told reporters yesterday that Trump is definitely not participating in the debate moderated by Megyn Kelly of Fox News. Trump says he's not a fan of Kelly and that she's not very good at her job. A man is dead and several others are in custody after anti-government protesters exchanged gunfire with law enforcement officers in eastern Oregon. Police were carrying out an arrest warrant for a number of people who'd been holed up at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge for over 3 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and uresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
The final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses will not feature Donald Trump. His campaign manager Corey Lewandowski says that Fox anchor Megyn Kelly is obsessed with the GOP frontrunner.
She's done multiple shows on why he shouldn't even be involved in this race on television.
Lewandowski tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump skipping the debate is about fairness. The decision came after Trump caught wind of a sarcastic press release from Fox knocking him for suggesting he'd skip the debate if he wasn't treated fairly by moderator Megyn Kelly. The two have feuded off and on since the very first Republican debate. Corey Lewandowski says that Trump is the best debater on the stage.
He's participated in 6 debates. He's won every single one by every poll. He's not afraid to debate anybody. He does more television and radio interviews than all the other candidates combined.
Mike Huckabee is reacting to all this, and he tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, he won't be missing the chance to talk to voters in Iowa tomorrow.
You know, it's his decision. I'm going to show up, and I'll be happy to take that empty podium that he's going to be vacating. I would love the opportunity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Apple's Safari browser is crashing all over the world. People using iPhones, iPads, and Macs are finding that typing anything into Safari's search suggestion box appears to crash the app. Some users are telling online forums that disabling the search suggestions in the settings menu seems to be a temporary fix. Some developers online are saying the problem could be tied to a server outage. Coffee may not be as bad for the heart as people thought, but the FDA warns not to get carried away. Caffeine has long been believed to cause heart palpitations, but that might not be the case. A National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute study looked at coffee, tea, and chocolate and found no link to abnormal heartbeats. Regular coffee consumption has actually been linked to a decrease in type 2 diabetes and obesity. The FDA still recommends keeping it to no more than 5 cups a day. What's left of the month of January is recognized as Thyroid Awareness Month, and roughly half of adults over 40 have thyroid nodules. These lumps in the thyroid gland are common and usually not cause for alarm, but if you notice one, it's a good idea to have it checked out. Dr. Mary Verlucas Kellis with the Cleveland Clinic says there's a simple way to check your neck for nodules.
Tip your head back and look in the mirror, take a glass of water, swallow, and when you swallow, you typically the thyroid will move up and down.
Large nodules may make it difficult to swallow or breathe and may impact your voice, but can be removed surgically. She says if you see or feel something protruding from your neck, it's worth having it examined by your doctor. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to Modern Design. Today's show is going to be all about decorating and what we could do to make our home better for 2016. It's a great time to decorate. The doldrums of winter are a perfect time to spruce up your home and make you feel good about what you do and where you live. Joining me in studio today, later in this hour, will be a client of mine, Lindsay Mancella. She's been a guest before. We're going to talk about her continuing renovation of her contemporary home in beautiful Tewksbury, New Jersey. But let's start by taking a look at today's weather and see where we are as far as the weather is concerned. Okay, the National Weather Forecast is telling me that currently it's 39 degrees with overcast skies. Today it will be mostly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 20 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. On Thursday night, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 25 degrees, awfully cold. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 39. There was a rumor that there was going to be snow on Friday, but it doesn't say anything here, which is good. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 18 degrees. Very cold on Friday night. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 37. And then finally on Sunday, it's going to be partly sunny again with a high of 46. So we're going to have some very cold nights. So be careful of black ice. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We're all about design in 2016, how to make your home more beautiful, more up-to-date. We give you resources in New Jersey, in the tri-state area, to get the best of everything, the best furniture, the best paint, and fun resources for you to check out for antiques, for accessories, things that you can do that are very much in style. Okay, we're going to take first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This is Rich Scuderi. My show is Modern Design here on Huntington Chamber Radio. Today's topic is something that many of us have gone through in the past or maybe currently going through, and that is the pains of decorating and redoing your home. And I'm going to talk to you about some ways to keep costs down, some ways to keep some pain down, and to make it pleasant, actually, to do a renovation in your home. Later in the program today, we're going to have one of my clients who I'm working with right now. Her name is Lindsay Mancilla. She is going to be calling in and we'll be talking about her renovation and some of her challenges and things that she's discovered. And give, I think, our listeners out there some advice on generally decorating. We did quite a bit of a renovation there. We actually took walls down and we redid a kitchen. We went down to the studs and redid the kitchen and the family room and quite a bit of other things. We did some exterior work on that house, and it is going to be featured in a design magazine later this year. So I will talk about that later. But we're talking about decorating. That actually, the winter is probably the best time to do any sort of renovation products in your home. The first reason for that is after the holidays, you have that sort of lull, you know, that sort of dead period of time. And that's for everybody. So your house kind of looks drab. You're inside most of the time. And it's kind of a time to have something going on, because typically we're not traveling as much. We're not doing things as much. And it's a good time to do it. The second reason is that the contractors themselves are slow. People just don't seem to do renovations in the wintertime, which is really, you know, when you have less going on. You want a renovation in the summer, in the summertime, when you can be out doing things and you don't have to be there. So contractors are typically slow, and often you can get your best pricing from your contractors, your electricians, your plumbers, your general contractors, your painters, your papers. All the service people do give preferred rates during that time, because they have to pay their bills 12 months out of the year. So it's a good time to actually execute a renovation in the winter months. Some of the things that I have been working on this week is I'm working up in North Jersey in South Orange, and I'm working on a 1896 beautiful colonial home. And this week we are painting. You know, you can't paint in the exterior of a home in the winter, but you certainly can do interior painting. And we're removing wallpaper right now in every room, and we're skim coating walls because the house was built in 1896, so that they are plaster walls, and we are finishing those walls so they have a really nice look. And then we're doing beautiful, beautiful paint colors in this historic home. If those of you are familiar with Benjamin Moore's Historic Palette or HC Colors, I always find them to be a really good bet when working on a colonial or traditional home. The colors have a lot of gray in the undertones, and they're really quite beautiful. Many of you ask me, and I do seminars, which I'm going to announce. I have if you want to meet me live, we're going to have an event, a free event in Chatham, New Jersey on March 28th, I believe, and I'll qualify that, and that'll start probably at 7 o'clock at Melly Mellow Home. It's M-E-L-I-M-E-L-O Home, and that is 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. We're going to have a wine and cheese, and I'm going to be speaking about modern design, and I'm going to be requesting that any of you out there with a home design dilemma to take a picture of your challenged room and then come to Melly Mellow Home on the 28th of February and at 7 o'clock, and we will be collecting those pictures and talking about them and having an open discussion with you on how to improve your home. It'll be a fun event. If those of you haven't been to Melly Mellow Home, kind of funny sounding, it's M-E-L-I-M-E-L-O Home on Main Street in beautiful downtown Chatham. She has, Deborah has an unbelievable collection of beautiful accessories, furniture pieces, and a very interesting take on modern design. In a very traditional way, she brings in modern pieces, and quite beautifully beautifully done. She really brings together some nice pieces, and it'll be a great opportunity for you to meet me in person, and I can meet some of my listeners. At the same time, we could learn a little bit more about design together. Okay, I'm going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design and my guest today, Lindsay Mansella.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We are back with Modern Design. As a guest today, I do have Lindsay Mancella. She's one of my very good clients, and we've been working together for quite a while. And our topic today is home renovation and some of the pitfalls and joys of renovating your home. Lindsay, do I have you? Okay, terrific. Thank you. And thank you for being our guest this morning. We were supposed to have in studio today Ralph from my workroom, who was going to be a guest, but had due to illness, was not able to make it. And Lindsay was gracious enough to save the day, as she has for me, I think, several times before. Lindsay started a project last year. We did a home renovation when we worked from outside in. And as many of you are contemplating renovation, there are, even with the best of circumstances, there are pitfalls, there are things that happen. And talking about how to make it a little bit less painless and things that you come about when you are renovating a home. So, Lindsay, why don't you tell us a little about your home and some of the things that you've done so far?
Oh, okay. It's a contemporary home. And when we moved in here, it was not done contemporary. It was more of like a traditional kitchen, I should say. It was more of a traditional kitchen, and it just really didn't go with the house.
Exactly, but it wasn't just the kitchen. It was also, remember, some of the finishing touches, like the door outside. It was a very Victorian front door, and also your garage door. So there were other touches, I think, some of the paint colors and so on.
Yes, that is true. And so what we did was we put a new roof on, which that alone made a big difference.
Right.
And then we put a beautiful, what would you call that color? Charcoal.
Like, yeah.
Charcoal. And it just, amazing what the color did to that house.
Really, and you know, and color has a lot to do. I mean, when you go to do your house, you want to, you know, I'm working right now in Maplewood on a cottage style, sort of lodge style house, and it's painted a non-earth tone color. In the same example, you want to do greens and browns when you're working with a mission style house, you're dealing with a cottage. You want to work with earth palette colors. You don't want that house to be blue or green. You want it to be a color that goes with it. The same thing with contemporary. You wouldn't want a barn red contemporary house. Not that your house was that color. You want to do beautiful gray tones and things that are, you know, appropriate for the style of house that you have. And you certainly did create it with a good color palette. I have to say, one of the things about your project that was transforming for the outside was the garage door. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. The garage door, it's a two-car garage, but one door. And what would you call the outside of my house, Rich? The siding. It's like the wood planks go vertical.
Right. Well, but it's sort of, actually, it's, that's kind of sometimes considered even, well, you know, that can be open to wood siding. Just let's say go with wood siding.
Okay, and it's vertical, but the garage door, they went at an angle.
Right.
The wood planks went at an angle, and it just never looked right.
No, it just didn't have any balance with the house, and it just didn't appreciate the architecture that was already there.
And, well, I had always wanted to change the front door, so we did that. And then you suggested changing the garage door because it just was out of place.
Right.
And we did that, and we found a door, garage door, that complemented the front door. And, oh, my goodness, that's what this house needed. The color, front door and the garage door, and now it looks contemporary.
Right, and
which is what it is.
Right, what it really pops. But I have to say, and I love the front door. But many of you come up to a home that your entry is really your garage door, and in this case, it is the first thing that you see. And it's a big amount of real estate. It's a two car garage, so the existing door sort of fought the architecture of the house. The door that we basically designed, the house is sort of a charcoal gray, very pretty. And the door we designed is sort of like a butterscotch or like a dark honey color. And it's sort of the color of a medium, very rich wood tone. And it really complements, I think, the gray tones very well. But we did something, and you were instrumental when we designed the garage door, was how we did the glass. I don't always, depending upon the house, I don't always do put glass in garage doors. But in your case, in your situation, I think it was well warranted to keep some light going on in there. And you had suggested that we do all the lights that are go into the garage, all the panels, the glass panels, to the very right of the door. And that really made a very big difference in the look of the home.
Yes, it complements the front door because that's what the front door has.
Right.
And also it gives light into the garage where the door is to the house, so you have light so you don't fall down the stairs.
I mean,
have light in there, and it makes such a difference.
And, you know, it really, I would say it was transformative. So was the front door, and we'll talk about that in a second. But that garage door, I think, transformed the space because as you approach it, you see this sort of very clean, straight lines, beautiful color. And it just really, I think it sets the pace for what you're going to say. The next thing that we did was we went to the front door of the house. And the original front door of the house was a very Victorian-looking. It's a door that you've seen before, probably a thermo-true door, and it had, the center was a, and forgive me if I'm wrong, the center was an oval, and I believe the oval was a obstructed glass. It was a tempered glass, so you couldn't really see through. Isn't that correct?
Well, it had the lead, you know.
Right.
I would say it was more like it looked like a floral design with the lead.
Right.
In between the glasses, and I mean that is so not contemporary.
Right, it's really Victorian.
And side lights,
right?
And it had side lights with the same design in it. And
right.
Now, when we changed it to it's not a solid door, but it has four horizontal
glass
windows.
Panels. Right, beautiful.
Yes.
Right.
And then the side lights are just clear.
Right.
And oh my goodness. Just amazing how it transformed the house.
Right, we were able to duplicate.
Gorgeous.
We were able to duplicate the front door, and that sort of set the palette for some of the things we're doing inside. But what that did do, not only did it tie the two elements in together, because there is a chimney that has some stone, and we pulled that color out from some of the particular stones in the chimney. But what it did, the shadows that door created with those four inset panels of glass and the side lights to the inside was just amazing. I think it sort of, again, was transformative. And it did, as much as it did to the outside, it also, I think, it did to the inside.
Oh, it's amazing. When you're at the front door, you see all the way through
to
the backyard.
Exactly.
And you've got so much more light because it's clear, where the other door, it was, I don't know if you'd say frosted.
Right.
But it didn't let as much light in.
Correct.
And when you're in the house and you're looking at the door, it's just gorgeous.
Right.
Because I live in the woods. Mm-hmm. So you see the trees, and it's just really beautiful.
Right.
And you just did an awesome job, Rich.
Oh,
us with everything.
I'm paying her to say this, of course, you know.
No.
Anyway, but so let's transition a little bit to the inside of the home. One of the things that we did before we go to where we did the actual renovation, which I think is really, you know, coming out, we're coming down to the decorating stage now, which is our topic today. But one of the things that you did as the project grew is that you decided to take the other spaces in the house where we weren't necessarily decorating and to change and tie into that sort of gray tone color and to paint that. And that also really, paint is magic. And having not done anything else in certain spaces in the house, just working with what we had, but then changing out the paint color, I think also made more of a statement of contemporary, don't you think?
I think so, for sure, because it also, we widened the kitchen doorway.
Right.
So it really comes, the kitchen really flows well into the dining room now. And I just thought having the gray color tones on the wall,
it kind of unified the space, don't you think? Kind of, there was a flow. And don't you think, Lindsay, a lot of people come to me, I'm working right now in Randolph on a renovation, which was originally a kitchen renovation, and we're realizing that a lot of the house doesn't work for them. So similar to your situation, we're talking about repurposing some rooms and opening up. And one of the things that we're working on now is changing the color palette, because we don't necessarily have the budget to change every room. But if you're working with a look or a palette and you carry it through with paint, that's a less expensive way, instead of redoing every home to every room in every in the home, to have it sort of carry through.
Absolutely. Right. And in time, you know, we can change furniture.
Right.
We can, you know, but at least it's painted and it gives us time.
Yeah.
If we choose to get more contemporary furniture for
right.
the other room.
Right. But paint really is a really good amalgamator. It brings things together. So when you're working on a new palette, whether it be contemporary in this paste, or traditional or country French and so on, if you're doing a space specifically like a kitchen or a family room or a library or what have you, a paint palette can help you inexpensively transition those spaces so you don't have an issue with flow. I was in a house last year in North Caldwell, and in the 1980s they were from Italy, and it's very ironic, I think, in Europe the spaces are so old and cave-like on the outside, and yet everything's contemporary on the inside. So in the early 1980s, they did a major kitchen renovation on this home that was built in the early 1960s. And it was so ultra-modern, and the rest of the house was 1960s. And it was just, there was such a disconnect. So, you know, we have to be conscious when we do renovations that there's a flow. You don't want to go to something. Haven't you all been to someone's house and they do a kitchen renovation, but they just do the kitchen, they do it to the nines, and then the rest of the house doesn't flow with it? You have to have a flow. And one of the ways to do that is by making subtle changes, changing a door, changing paint colors, doing, you don't have to replace all your furniture, but doing subtle things so that the transition to your new space is just seamless. It works. And in your case, it definitely does. So let's just talk about a couple things we did in the kitchen. And then we're going to talk about where we are now, which is putting the room together, furniture, accessories, and what's 2013. You had touched on the fact that we enlarged the door openings.
Yes, we enlarged the door opening from the kitchen to the dining room. So, and actually, that's where the paint really comes into play, I think. Because it's a wide doorway,
right?
And it's not like it's broken up and there's doors and you open the door and that's okay to have a different color. But since it all flows,
right? It flows, and
that's
then
why we changed the color.
And then you came up with something that I actually steal from you all the time now. Is that when we were, and this is something that's, I think I'd pass on to the listeners, is that in the doorway open, the original doorway open, because it was framed. It actually brought everything in and made it seem smaller. So when we opened up the doorway, we didn't reframe it. We just sheetrocked around it. And that's a tip for everybody out there that has a space that maybe they don't have 9-foot ceilings and so on. When you have a transitional space where you're not having a door, you don't have to create a frame around that. That can be opened and just sheetrocked out. That's a way to make a space seem much more open and larger. And that was really your insistence that we did that. And that was really, that turned out very well.
Thank you. But
it really made the space, without creating, you know, additional square footage, it made the space seem bigger. And that's one of the things that most people, I think, when they're doing their house, have trouble with. You inherit what you inherit, and most people, you know, can't make their ceilings taller. It's just not possible. So to do subtle things like taking out the wood frame of a window and just sheetrocking and opening it up as far as you can makes a visual difference in the space.
Yes, it's amazing the difference that it made, because, as you said, when it had the frame before,
right.
It, like, your eye just stops there.
Right.
And it just made it look, the ceiling, so much lower.
Right.
And now, it just, the from floor to ceiling, it just goes right up. It tricks the eye.
No, it does trick the eye, and it makes the space taller, and also it transitions well into the rest of the house. The other thing I wanted to discuss with you is using one floor. One of the projects that I'm working on right now, when I went into the house, this is also the house in Randolph Lovely Home, built in the early 1970s, actually. And every floor is different. When I went in, the foyer was parquet. The dining room was the original early 1970s oak, very beautiful oak floorboards. The kitchen was a different floor. The family room was a different floor. And one of the things that we're working on now is amalgamating that and doing one floor. And what I was, one of the things that I really, I felt was such a major change in your place is we went to one flooring consistently throughout. And I think that just doubled the size of your space visually.
Yes, it made it look so much larger. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Because the eye, you know, when the eye, when you break everything up, whether this be your flooring or lots of different paint colors, or you do maybe a different color carpeting in every room, that shortens your rooms. But if you have continuity, if you have one floor throughout, as we did in your space, because I remember, part of it was, well, no, we had wood at the end in the family room. The kitchen part was a tile.
Correct.
And then you have a transition down with a step, and then that was wood underneath. But what was there, carpet?
That was a beautiful wood floor underneath, but it was carpeted, wall-to-wall carpeting.
That's right.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And it was like that when we came here, so
right.
We kept it that way.
Right.
But we changed it, and you suggested continuing the tile, the step down to the family room, and it just made it all more one room, because the tile came up to the step with a little bit of... a trim,
right?
A trim, and the what do you call the back of a step? The tread.
The tread.
The tread is tiled as well,
right?
And then the floor of the family room that's got the tile too, and so it just seamlessly flows.
Right, and it the space looks massive.
It does. It's amazing. It's amazing what.
So yeah,
things like that do.
Yeah. No, and it's just another tip. So definitely, and I say this all the time, keep your flooring surface continuous, and it makes such a difference. It really does, and it's great for resale too. I mean, the worst thing you want is to go in to show a home and it has every room has a different floor, and it really just visually it breaks up every space. And flow is very important. Not all of us can build a brand new house in 2016 that has one big open floor plan. That's what people want today. But a way to do that with your existing house, including my own, is to make sure that we make the spaces as wide as they can be and have a continuous floor, a continuous element, so that your eye is drawn around the spaces. So that's a key. Let's get to finally, and I won't tax you too much longer, but let's get to talking about what we're working at currently. Currently, we're furnishing the family room, and that does have its challenges. And one of the things that people do ask me specifically with New Jersey and our central and west New Jersey is that there's not a lot of resources for furniture. Did you find that when we were looking for furniture?
I did. The one thing that we really still have sort of a problem with is contemporary furniture.
True, which is difficult, don't you think?
Everything seems to be traditional.
Or at least transitional, right? Not
transitional,
right.
Or traditional.
Right.
And it's hard to find really contemporary stuff.
Right.
So that's what we're working on. And, you sent us to some very nice stores.
Right.
And we did find furniture. Great. So
right.
We're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the carpeting as well.
Don't you
carpeting,
think? Right.
What a difference. It's good.
Right.
I think you do when you have, like, in our application with the kitchen and the family room being one, I think having that area helps.
Right. You know, rugs define a space. When you do an area rug, they definitely define a space. I agree.
Yeah. And so we're working on that, and you've come up with some very wonderful ideas for us. And that's what we're working on now.
Well, so one of the things that I think our listeners could use, and I think this is a tip that I think we're going to use, and when you're working with the gray tones are wonderful because they transition well and they pair well with so many colors. And what I like, if you're working with the gray tones, is pick a color you really like and use it to pop. So if you're doing a room that has the gray tones, pick, you know, a beautiful citrus green. Pick a beautiful teal. In fact, teal, the blue greens, the teals, and the ocean colors pair really beautiful and are very hot right now with grays. Pick a yellow if you like a bright yellow, whether it be a, you know, it's a geometric, maybe some cushions in yellow and white. Maybe it's a pop with, you know, with a rug. Maybe it's a pop with a beautiful piece of art. Gray is great for that. Red pops really nicely with gray. There are so many colors. You can do an eggplant color. You can do orange. I mean, believe it or not, I did a boys' room, and we did it in gray. We brought the wainscot three-quarters of the way up, and we did gray and orange. And we did sort of like the Princeton Tigers colors with the gray and the orange. And I'm telling you, it's a great color. Orange is a great color to pop with gray. It really, really works well together. I think you need that. I think visually, when you have all the beautiful gray tones and the subtlety and the elegance of them, a pop of color is good.
Yes, yes. That's like the painting that started all the colors for me.
Right.
For us, I should say.
Go ahead.
On the wall in the kitchen.
Right.
And different shades of gray and black and white and cream. But at the bottom, it had, what would you call it? It's sort of like a lust color.
As I'm sitting here on the air with you, it's sort of hard to describe that, because obviously we don't have the element of visualization here other than what we talk about. It's sort of like, would you say, you know, and certainly feel free to disagree with me, it's sort of like a tanned leather, like a caramel or
could be.
A butterscotch, or just a warm, you know, just a very warm tone.
Yes. So what we did was we got the lighting over the table, and it's very similar.
Right.
So bring that into the room.
We brought a drum fixture, and a beautiful high-quality drum fixture, to bring some warmth. And that's one of the things we do contemporary. And we also made sure we added some round elements to the space. One thing, when you do contemporary, you usually have very hard straight lines, which are very striking looking. But you want to do, when you do the finishing touches on a contemporary setting, you want to make sure that you add some circular elements to it, because it softens the hard straight edges. So in our case, we did a couple of things, and you don't have to do a lot of it, but you just do it maybe in little three spots typically, where we add some movement when you have very straight lines. We did our window over the kitchen in beautiful striking straight lines, and the stone surfaces and finished very square straight lines. But we brought into the dining area, we brought a mirror in, and talk about that a little bit.
I don't know what shape you would call that. It reminds me of like Arabia.
Right.
It's sort of.
It's like that Moroccan print that's in right now.
Moroccan.
Yes.
It's a Moroccan look.
Exactly.
He suggested getting a mirror.
Right.
And actually, he suggested along the shape along that line.
Right.
Because of the table that we had gotten.
Right.
The legs on the table. And what a difference it makes. I mean, just driving up the house. And
it's striking.
I have very open windows. So
right.
You see right into that area. And it needed that.
Right.
And you were spot on with that.
But, you know, that's 100%. But that and the softness of the drum fixture when it goes up, when you have beautiful straight lines, which even in traditional and transitional now, we're not seeing so much adornment and so much, we're seeing very straight lines in everything we do. So keep in mind when you're redoing a space that if you have very straight lines, you want to have at least three elements that have some movement to them, whether it be circular movement, you want to have some soft movement just to balance everything. Because I think it's all about a sense of balance.
Mm-hmm. And then we also brought that table in.
Now tell them about the table, because the table is gorgeous. And that's more on you than on me. So let's talk about the table.
Actually, it's wood, a wood mm-hmm. table. And we went to this place in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the tree trunks, and he slices them, and he puts them in a kiln, and he makes the tables. And it has live edge, and it has the grain in there, and the benches. We put benches instead of chairs, because I didn't want chairs. And it's amazing
It's really a conversation piece. It's not a table you're going to walk to and sit down. It's really a piece of art. And the trend of natural elements. We had Patty Dewey here in January, the beginning of the month, rather. And we talked about, for 2016, the continuation of wood, unfinished wood, or unprocessed wood and natural elements with the grays. It's really such a terrific look.
Oh, it does. It works 100%.
Right.
And like you said, it's a conversation piece. And then the legs.
Right.
The legs we picked out, just the mirror complements the legs. And
right.
It just, everything just came into play.
If somebody...
It brings in the color of the drum light.
Right.
And it's also going to bring in the color of the chairs that we are getting.
Right.
Like the tannish honey color.
Right.
So it picks up from the two different rooms.
It really is coming together quite smashingly, and I'm very happy about it. But I think one of the things is that you have, and I think this is very important for our listeners, and whether it be myself or some other professional working in the industry, I think it's very important. You very much had a vision for your space.
Yes,
I
did.
And I think what's a wonderful thing is when, I think as a designer, one of the things you have to be very conscious is of somebody's finished vision. Now, during the way, you have to guide them. And I think there were times that that I try to push you towards things that you were very uncomfortable with. And, you know, had fought me, as well you should. But sometimes you need to defer to the designer a little bit. But the designer has to be very conscious of the homeowner's vision. And your job as a designer, I feel, is to be the catalyst to bring them those elements as best can be. Don't you think?
Yes, yes. I think you and I work very well together. A little give and take on some things.
Right.
And then, you know, you thought about what I was saying, and I thought about what you were saying, and then it worked perfectly. We came up with, we put the two ideas together, and then it came to what we have, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it really is lovely, and we'll have some at the end. We'll have some pictures that we'll throw up on our site here,
yes,
at the studio, and also on Facebook. We'll throw
and
up some pictures.
I do want to say you are very, very easy to work with.
Well,
you
thank
really
you.
Are.
Gracious.
You
I'm
are.
Blushing. Good thing we're in radio, that. Not television. I'm blushing right now.
And
thank
you're
you.
Paying me to say that.
But I think the biggest thing I wanted to get to our listeners today is that even though, and you did a major renovation, I think it's probably like childbirth. It's a lot of pain, but I do think it really is worth it at the end. And we're not quite at the end yet. We're at the home stretch. But what would you say to our listeners that are thinking about taking on a design project?
First of all, find the right designer, and it could take a few, going through a few of them, but, you know, find the right one that can envision your vision and just work well together.
And have fun with it, right? I mean, there's going to be, no
yeah,
matter
have
what,
fun.
When
yeah.
you open up walls, Lindsay, and I can say this to you as well as everybody else here, no matter who you are, no matter how new the property is, no matter what the circumstances are, when you open up walls, there will be problems. There always will be. If a contractor says to you, oh, this is seamless, nothing will ever go wrong, run. Don't walk, run, because he's lying to you. You have to just say that things are going to come up. Weird things are going to come up. Water leaks, last minute things, things that you didn't know were there. Maybe you'll discover that there's, you know, papers in the underneath the subfloor. You never know what's going to come up. And I've in 18 mm-hmm. years of doing this, I've heard it all. But in the end, I really do think it's worth it, because I think it's made you happier, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
From day one, I just could not stand our kitchen. The family room, it was fine.
Right.
But the kitchen, I could not stand. But, you know, sometimes it's expensive, and you have to just budget yourself so that when the time comes, you can do it. And I love the kitchen now.
It's just
gorgeous.
My husband
and I both love the kitchen. Everybody that comes to the house loves that kitchen. They go, wow. Because they know what it was before. And then they come and wow, they cannot believe the transformation.
Yeah, it really is. It's like a new house. Well, Lindsay, we're coming to the end of the segment. I thank you so much for pitching in like on the 11th hour as I'm in the car on way to studio when I find out my guest is not coming in today. Lindsay is a trooper and really really helped out today. And you're such a good guest. You really bring a lot to the table, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying so.
All right. Have a wonderful day, Lindsay.
Oh, you
thank
too.
You. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design in just a moment.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Well, we had a wonderful guest today in Lindsay Mancella. I think she does a terrific job about going through the process of taking on a major renovation. In her case, we've done a major renovation, which we're just about to finish up. And we're getting furniture together and so on. And I will, as I say, have pictures both on the my website, which is www.mavenhilldesigns.com. as well as other sites, and we are going to be published with this, so it's going to be a wonderful project. But the point of today's show is to talk about renovation, some of the pains of renovation, some of the things that come up, and also some of the joys that you get out of it. And I always say that well-done renovation is a win-win, and that is, number one, you get to live in a more beautiful space, so you have the enjoyment of that. And the flip side is that when it's well done and it goes with the architecture of the home and works well with a flow and a floor plan, when you go to sell that home, that house is going to be worth more money. So on the back end, you're going to see dollars back in your pocket, that perhaps almost all of your dollars in certain cases from taking on a renovation, particularly kitchen renovations, but also bathroom renovations. A bathroom is another space that you really have to look at. You know, there's so many living room, dining room, you can change colors, you can do stuff, but the hard rooms like your kitchens and your baths, you do need to take a look at them every 10 years and say, okay, where am I at with this? And, what does my tile look like? What do my tubs look like? What am I dealing with? Because there will be some pain in a bathroom renovation, but really, you can do a bathroom renovation very inexpensively. You'd be really surprised of how little it can take. Tile has gotten so reasonable. I can get beautiful tile. And one of the resources, there are two actually resources that I use for tile. If you're in the Flemington area, I love Ideal Tile of Flemington. They're in with me at the Kitchen Expo Plaza in Flemington, New Jersey. And they are affordable. They're very accommodating and very reasonable as far as doing tile. And you could do gorgeous tile for very little money and really transition a space. Vanities have become so inexpensive, even just at your big box stores. If you go into Lowe's and even Home Depot, you can buy beautiful white or painted vanities with a beautiful top, a beautiful stone top and undermount sinks, and they really are very reasonable. Even some of the plumbing supply stores, their vanities are, you know, they're all different price ranges. I mean, you can go over the top, but if you keep sort of a mid-road approach to design in your bathrooms, you can very affordably, with the change of a vanity, a toilet, and a sink, and some new tile, I mean, really reinvent your spaces and make your home worth more money. So something to keep in mind. And I always say this, with any renovation, whether it be a condo, a townhouse, a house, or what have you, whatever you own or are living in, make sure that you think about not only how you like the space, but the overall architecture of the space and how when you go to sell it, it will make sense. I often have people bringing me ideas where they really want to customize a hard surface. They want to do a very, very unusual granite, or they want to do something a little outside the box. And I always say, well, that may be fine for your purposes, but if you're going to stay in the house less than 5 years, it might not be a smart choice because it is investment. What's more of an investment in our lives than our home? So we want to make sure that we make them beautiful and they reflect ourselves, but we also make sure that we want to do something that's not going to be a problem in the end. Okay, we're going to take one more quick commercial, and I'll be back with Modern Design.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with Modern Design. I thank you for tuning in today to the show. I think we learned a lot about renovating homes. And I often like to take it from the homeowner's perspective. I think as designers, we have a sort of preconceived notion of what a renovation is going to take. But it's very nice sometimes to get the perspective of a homeowner, and they have to live through it. And when I, you know, dust off myself and from a construction site and go home to my own home, it's the homeowner that has to endure during a transition period. So it was nice to hear from their perspective of what a renovation was like, what they went in as an idea, and how that actually came to fruition and where we are with it. Well, I will see you next Wednesday in studio with a live guest here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I thank you for supporting Modern Design, and we will see you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock here on my show, Modern Design, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. See you next week. Take care. Have a great day.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Salmon told her that they had been arrested and that LaVoy Finnegan was murdered.
Cliven Bundy telling Fox News that the person who was killed was militia spokesman Robert LaVoy Finnegan. In addition, over half a dozen are in custody after anti-government protesters exchanged gunfire with law enforcement officers in eastern Oregon. Over a half a dozen are in custody after anti-government protesters exchanged gunfire with law enforcement officers. The FBI and Oregon State Police say they traded shots with protesters during a traffic stop yesterday. Police were carrying out an arrest warrant for a number of people who'd been holed up at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge for more than 3 weeks. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump will skip Thursday's televised debate. Trump will instead host an event for veterans. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The United Nations designates the day to remember and honor the 6 million Jews and millions of other non-Jews murdered by Nazi Germany during World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. and GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie isn't upset about Donald Trump's decision to skip Thursday's debate. The New Jersey governor points out to Fox News, the Kelly File, that he didn't pout when he faced some adversity during the campaign.
I went through something very similar, right? Fox Business News demoted me from the main stage to the